Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I said, as the walls close in on this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right. The fact of the matter is, there's a lot at stake in this election.
Wow. From the Abraham Accords to unprecedented strikes inside the countries of both Israel and Iran. Okay, so in the last week, this is history that we're watching here. We'd started on Saturday. We have never before seen Iran strike inside Israel.
Right.
Over 100 strikes.
From their soil.
Yeah, from their soil. Oh, yeah, they've used their proxies, absolutely.
Yeah.
But not from their soil. Over 100 missiles fired, 4 hit Israel, wasn't super successful, but this is truly historical. And then in the same week to see, Israel turn around and do it to Iran, you are watching history. And look, I'm going to put this in a really honest way that you're not going to get from the media. The major Middle Eastern war that Barack Obama worked so hard to foment since his administration, and I have argued for years, this is not weakness, this is not stupidity, this is direct policy to get Israel and Iran into a war and to prepare Iran for that war with the funding needed, the protection needed to get the missiles, to get the nukes, to really do some damage to Iran. If you are Obama and you watch what he has done, you watch him sneak pallets of cash at night on planes to Iran. You watch him lie to Congress to do it. Oh, us? No, we didn't send any money. Oh, well, okay, we did send $400 million, in unmarked currency. Well, it kind of was 700. Well, okay, it was 1.3. Now that we think about it, it was 1.7. Think about this, Lee. $1 billion to the world's foremost sponsor of terror. When you look at those facts, these are hard facts, are stubborn things, okay? You can look at them unemotionally. They have tried to start the war you are seeing right now since Obama was in office. It has been, for whatever reason, pure evil, I don't know, a foreign policy goal of the left. And once you look at the facts on the ground, not to pretend, to support Israel, silly, but what they're actually doing in hard, cold cash, you cannot come to any other conclusion. If you were a space alien, you came down here today, you didn't have any, prior knowledge, you could only look at it one way. They have tried so hard to start this war. And it continues under Joe Biden, who has provided $100 billion in sanctions relief, allowed Iran to draw down on $16 billion that it needs. And you don't even look at the true evil here in terms of getting this war going. One of the most shocking things in the beginning of the Obama administration was those poor kids in the street who made the mistake of thinking that Obama would support their rebellion, right? So he comes into office, they're on the streets, and Obama backs the mullahs. If Obama had backed those Iranian protesters in the streets, we would not be here, because they arguably would have overthrown the mullahs. And Trump had really put the hurt on the mullahs with the sanctions. But at least the Iranian people don't want to live this way, okay? Biden wants them to live this way under the iron fist of the mullahs. Obama, for whatever reason, wants them to live under the iron fist of the mullahs. The Iranian people don't want to. And remember, they came out in the streets. They made a mistake of thinking Obama would support them, that he was this great human rights guru. He was the opposite. Obama's a wannabe authoritarian, always has been, always has thrown in with the most brutal Islamic dictatorship he can find, human rights abuses and all. And Obama, remember, sided with the mullahs, left these poor people, many of them kids, in the streets hanging, and the brutal atrocities that were committed against them as they were rounded up and put in prison with no help from Obama. That was the beginning of it. It was shocking. America had never, and I remember covering this early on in my talk radio career, America had never abandoned.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Political dissidents like that. America had never abandoned people who were brutalized and tortured by their authoritarian government like that. We'd never seen it before. And Obama, through his policy, personally saved the mullahs and kept them ensconced and ruling brutally over the Iranian people. Joe Biden saved them from the Trump sanctions. Trump had them on the edge. I mean, the people of Iran were hungry. They were in the streets. They had the backing of Trump. They knew it. That's why they were in the streets. And Biden comes back into office. And what does he do? Backs the mullahs again, gives them the money they need. The mullahs exist on oil. They breathe oil like air. And so Biden made sure they had all the oil revenues they needed. Biden made sure that China had all the Iranian oil it needed. They put these, you know, joke of sanctions on this week. We've got 30 dead Americans killed by Iranian proxies, armed and trained by them. We've got six hostages still held, unless they're dead, by Iranian hostages, armed and, you know, by Iranian proxies, armed and trained by Iran. And Biden's sanctions are, he's going to go after the people in Iran who made the drones? Mm-hmm. No. Go after, you're going to sanction people who made the drone. You're going to sanction some little parts of the Iranian military, of their terror forces, because that's what this is. No. But you go after the people who were responsible for putting them in motion. You don't go after parts of the military and some people who make Iranian drones. You go after the mullahs. The mullahs are in place and missiles are flying between Iran and Israel for one simple reason. Since the time of Obama and the pellets of cash, they have done whatever it took to keep these evil men that the poor Iranian people, by and large, do not even want in power. And I mean, these are people, Lee, when you look at what's happened to women's humans, right? We had a woman hung.
Yeah.
Hung. And the men who supported her because she didn't want to wear a hijab. Yeah. And that's your Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. The mullahs would have been gone if Trump had a second term. He was starving them out. And that would have been great for the Iranian people. And so whatever lifeline the mullahs need, whether it's pallets of cash, whether it's the missiles to deliver the nukes, maybe, and the attacks that we have seen, they got those from Biden when he lifted the sanctions, the UN sanctions, in the fall to let Iran have missiles, or a reward for October 7th. So everything you're seeing right now is not, I mean, if I hear one more idiot on Fox News say this is Biden's weakness started in Afghanistan, no. This is policy.
Yeah, this goes
a major world war is a policy goal of the last two leaders of the Democrat Party, Barack Obama and Joe Biden. And if Joe Biden gets another term, my God, the place is going to be on fire. It's going to be biblical. It's almost, you know, honestly, like I was joking about that with somebody the other day. We were joking. It's almost as if the Democrats are using the book of Revelation as a foreign policy guy.
I mean, exactly.
You know, it's like,
okay, here's what we're supposed to do next. According to this verse, let's take care of this. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, okay, how could we, you know, bring about the book of Revelation? I mean, it's almost as if it's a policy guide. It's so absurd. And we went from the incredible success, Lee, of the Abraham Accords and peace in the Middle East.
Yeah, and you opened the program with Biden when he was campaigning against Trump, talking about how Trump's the one that's going to get us into a war with Iran. And quite honestly, you objectively have to thank and credit the Trump administration and foreign policy for the Abraham Accords, for the relationship with Saudi Arabia and Israel and with Egypt and Israel and also with Jordan and Israel, because those Muslim countries, those Islamic countries helped Israel during the attack by Iran on Israel. And they're backing now and they're, you know, standing by the sidelines, cooperating with Israeli and U.S. foreign policy is in large part what is keeping this from becoming a broader war more instantaneously.
And that was kind of pointed out by a CIA station chief this morning, Dan Hoffman on Fox News, who, you know, Carly Shimka, she's right. Hey, you know, the Israelis had to fly over all these countries.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you know what? And Hoffman basically said, yeah, they let them.
Yeah,
why?
Exactly.
Because the Muslim countries, okay, around Israel want to reign in Iran.
Including Syria, by the way, which I will point out that both the United States and the Russian Federation have military forces that are cooperating with the Syrian government to try to defeat ISIS. We all have bases in Syria.
And you know what you're seeing here? So this means the White House is more radical in its alliance with and protection of Iran than the Muslim countries between Israel and Iran. That is the level of radical we're talking about here. And you can see it in the streets, the frothing rage and hatred for Jews
right
on the left.
Simply look at Columbia University.
Look at Columbia University.
Prime example right there.
Lee, we are right on the edge. I don't know how many weeks it's going to be. The frothing hate and rage of the left is uncontainable toward Jewish, but I don't understand it. To me, it's almost biblical. I mean, really, it is.
What's amazing.
It's almost biblical.
My wife and I were watching the coverage of this Columbia University thing last night, and I told my wife, I said, I don't recognize my country anymore.
I don't either.
This looks like Lebanon. By gosh, not 30 seconds later, Brian Kilmeade said the same thing. He said, you know, this looks like what's going on at Lebanon, where you see these protests. This doesn't look like America, where you have people that claim to be citizens of this country and hollering, you know, death to America, death to Jews. You know, we stand with Hamas. We stand with Hezbollah, burning American flags. I mean, that could happen in Tehran, not in New York City.
But it did happen,
yes.
And I've been telling you, we are going to have our Kristallnacht here. What we're going to have is somebody's going to pick up a rock. It almost happened in Pennsylvania when they targeted that poor, Greek-style, bakery because the guy who owned it was a Jew. And I said, oh, my God, one of them is going to pick up a rock. One of them is going to pick up a rock and start smashing windows. You are going to see Democrats recreate and their mobs recreate Kristallnacht. And yes, Lee, these are Democrat mobs, because what do we see this week? This is coming right from the Democrat Party. Act Blue, which is the funding arm of the Democrat Party, step up and bail out these people that are screaming anti-Semitic things and blocking bridges. This is the Democrat Party. These are their shock troops. And we got to get Biden out of the White House. All of these things are, they're just incredibly destructive. They are completely anti-Semitic, and it needs to stop.
Well, I think we also got to get the Obama crowd out of there, too.
Yeah. This obsession with arming, training, supporting Iran, and again, the leadership that the people of Iran don't even want so as to get into a war with Israel. It's an obsession with the destruction of Israel. It's bizarre. And it doesn't even make sense. It's not even shared, again, with the Islamic countries around Israel.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.